BBC Audio presents Banned Books, four modern classics of literature that were banned for daring to push boundaries and disrupt the status quo, dramatised with stellar casts and original music for BBC Radio. We begin our collection with Ulysses by James Joyce, a novel that was radically experimental both in its content and the use of new literary techniques. First published in instalments, it was a particular episode, now known as Nausicaa, that prompted the New York Society for the Suppression of Vice to ban Ulysses, as the excerpts published were deemed to have broken the post office's anti-obscenity code. The United Kingdom followed suit in 1922. In 1923, customs officers seized and burned 500 copies of the book that its Parisian publisher had been hoping to smuggle through Britain into the United States. The decision to ban Ulysses divided global opinion. For many readers, as well as Joyce's literary contemporaries such as W.B. Yeats and T.S. Eliot, the idea that it had been banned as obscene was absurd. For many legislators, journalists and other readers, the book was pornographic and blasphemous. This ban remained in place for over a decade, and the novel was finally printed in the UK in 1936.
Ulysses by James Joyce. Produced and directed by Jeremy Mortimer, starring Andrew Scott as Stephen Dedalus.
The Martello Tower, Sandy Cove and Dublin Bay. 8 a.m., 16th of June, 1904.
Stately, plump Buck Mulligan mounts the gunrest, bearing a bowl of lather on which a mirror and a razor lie crossed. Mulligan! He holds the bowl aloft.
Intro ibo ad altare dei. Come up, Daedalus. Come up, ye ancient Greek. We must go to Athens. Will you come if I can get the aunt to fork out 20 quid?
Mulligan.
Yes, my love.
How long is Haynes going to stay in this tower?
God, isn't he dreadful? A ponderous Saxon. He thinks you're not a gentleman. God, these bloody English, bursting with money and indigestion because he comes from Oxford. You know, Daedalus, you have the real Oxford manner. He can't make you out.
He was raving all night about a black panther. Where's his gun case?
Were you in fear?
I was. Down there in the dark with a man I don't know raving and moaning to himself about shooting a black panther. If he stays on here...
What?
I'm off.
Lend us alone your nose rag to wipe me razor. Dublin Bay. Come and look. Our mighty mother.
What?
The scrotum tightening sea. Daedalus.
What?
How are the second-hand breeks?
They fit well enough.
I have another lovely pair with a hair stripe. Grey.
Thanks. I can't wear them if they're grey.
Oh, in mourning, of course. Etiquette is etiquette. He kills his mother, but he can't wear grey trousers. My aunt thinks you killed your mother. That's why she won't let me have anything to do with you.
Someone killed her.
Look at yourself in me mirror. I pinched it out of the skivvy's room. Here.
It is a symbol of Irish art. The cracked looking glass of a servant.
Tell that to Haynes and touch him for a guinea. His old fella made money by selling jalap to the Zulus or some bloody swindle or other. I'm the only one that knows what you are. Why don't you trust me more? Is it Haynes?
He can stay if you want. There's nothing wrong with him except at night.
Then what is it? Cough it up. What have you against me now?
Do you remember the first day I went to your house after my mother's death?
Why? What happened in the name of God?
Your aunt came out of the drawing room. She asked you who was there.
Yes. What did I say?
He said, "Oh, it's only Daedalus whose mother is beastly dead."
Did I say that? What harm is that? I see them pop off every day and cut up into tripes in the dissecting room. It's a beastly thing and nothing else. You could have knelt down, dammit, when your dying mother asked you. To think of your mother begging you with her last breath to kneel down and pray for her, and you refused. You crossed her last wish in death, and yet you sulk with me because I don't...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?